From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond, reading Meggie's Remains by Joanne Sundell. Now let's begin with Meggie's Remains. Chapter 1. 1874, Colorado Territory. The stench of death hung in the air, molded, gray, dank, rotting. It was an unearthly place, a place Meggie had been before. She knew what was coming. Her heart hammered in her chest. Her breaths came quick and shallow, not enough to bring any ease. Her ears buzzed. She shook her head, struggling to stay conscious and keep her focus. She knew the fiend hid in the shadows waiting. It needed her to be afraid. It fed off her fear. Cold gray walls pressed in. She thrust her arms out to keep the devil away, but it was coming ever closer. It hissed and rasped, slithering toward her. It was close now, so close she could see spittle hanging from its misshapen chin, drops of venom waiting to kill. Then it was upon her. A door slammed, waking Meggie. Heavy footsteps lumbered along outside the hallway. Had it left? Had the thing left? No, it had never left before. Meggie sat straight up in bed and whispered hard into the darkness. 6 feet under, 6 feet away, where to stay safe, the devil must stay.